This is TWiT.
We have Mr. David Ting, the VP of Engineering of Datavisor. David, thank you so much for coming and being on This Week at Enterprise Tech.
Well, it's an honor to be on the show. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So you have quite a bit of history in this industry, including Alta Vista, Yahoo, the gaming industries, mobile payments, and so on and so forth. Could you just give us a little bit of insight about you and what kind of work you're doing?
Sure. I'm always interested in new forms of technology. So back in the days, internet, mobile, and I think the next trend is going to be AI. So I'm privileged to be in a position to work with a bunch of extremely intelligent individuals at Datavisor to try to make some breakthrough here, especially on the fraud prevention front.
Fantastic. So you kind of alluded to this a little bit. Datavisor, obviously, we're talking fraud detection and using AI and unsupervised AI learning. Can you just talk about a little bit from the surface what Datavisor is and what kind of task is trying to prove and what kind of issues it's trying to solve?
Sure. So if you look at the traditional form of security, you always try to protect information at the edge. So you think about like preventing data breaches, you're trying to block unauthorized access into your network. But then if you look at how the new forms of attacks, you always wonder, what do people do with the information that they steal? How do they make money from it? And Datavisor is a solution that actually that's worked as trying to prevent those type of attacks. So what we do is we work at the data warehouse and data lake level. So we look for across all of the users in the systems and all of the features and then try to find similarities. What we find is that with these programmatic attacks, there's always digital fingerprints where there's a lot of similarities between those access. For example, if somebody is trying to register, maybe all the registrants are coming from the same region in the world. They may be coming in and faking an install on the mobile app. And then during that period, they may actually be installing and then also opening the app and go through the tutorial in the same amount of time or too fast for a human to work on. So with these type of patterns, we can actually better protect use cases where once a hacker can fake as a user, a legitimate user, the damage it can cause to an organization.
Interesting. So why don't you talk a little bit about, I think there's a bunch of companies actually using this today. We have a laundry list of them out there that are using, I think it was Pinterest and Yelp and Cheetah Mobile and all these other ones. So how are they using it in some of their businesses?
So there are different use cases. So maybe let's actually talk about Yelp and Pinterest. So as you know, a lot of the restaurants and small businesses are very dependent on Yelp because they're like the Yellow Pages of today. So one problem we try to help them with is like fake reviews. So if you open a new restaurant, your competitors may come in, or they may hire some hackers to come in to taint their reputation in restaurants. So that's actually one form of attack of many that we prevent. For King, for example, they make Candy Crush. So what we do for them is that we try to reduce the amount of fraudulent installs where hackers actually monetized by faking installs or gameplay to gain money from their advertising dollars. So those we try to make it so that their spend is more efficient. Another form is e-commerce. So we have a few clients with e-commerce scenarios where you, for example, one of the biggest e-commerce companies in China, JD.com, they use us for promotional fraud detection. For example, first-time user, they may have a coupon to get 20% off. So one of the common scenarios will be people will be buying wares and everything at 20% off. And then this is something that we can help them block and invalidate the coupon after registration.